The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Julie Gregoo. Filling in this morning, Mary Frances Friedel.
We're here today with Dr. Jonathan Lassar, the foot and ankle surgeon at Rush Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Lassar.
Good morning. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you. So could you please explain, how does diabetes cause problems in the feet?
That's a great question. Diabetes is a very complicated, complex disease. In the lower extremities, it is a very slow onset. It happens over many years. People don't even know they have diabetes until one day they're diagnosed. But the problem is the conditions, the damage to the nerves, the blood vessels, the skin has already happened. One of the things that that patients can get is called neuropathy, which is numbness, burning, tingling, and even pain in their feet and legs. They also get poor circulation. The blood flow down to the toes, down to the legs, does not flow as easily as we get older. Diabetes can change the structure of the vessels, which reduces the flow, and people can get cramps in their legs and their feet. If they were to get a wound or a sore, the compromised blood flow causes the healing rate to be a lot slower. So they have the potential to not heal very well when they have wounds on their feet.
So what kinds of problems can diabetes cause?
As diabetes progresses through time, we get skin changes. The skin can get very thin. It can get very thick. You can get areas that can ulcerate. You get dry, cracked skin, which can cause, again, wounds. Any of these wounds can turn into infections. They can turn into pressure ulcers. They can also cause nail disorder. So as the skin changes, the toenails can also change shape, which can become ingrown. They can become thickened. They become more prone to infection with a fungus, and that can cause more pain and disability as patients try to walk. Again, one of the biggest things that I see in patients and things that are most concerning would be these issues causing a wound on the foot. Once the patient gets a wound on the foot, the bacteria that lives on the skin can get in there, cause a infection. This infection can get bad enough where we have to do, you know, antibiotics, surgery, even remove some of the bone or toes or even part of the foot to remove that bad infection to get them to heal. Again, that goes back to the poor blood flow. You have to have the good blood flow to heal a wound. So a lot of times people end up with, you know, amputations because of these issues. So my goal in podiatry is to prevent these wounds, prevent the infections, to prevent amputation. It's a huge part of what podiatry does when it comes to diabetic patients.
So what can patients do to help prevent these issues from developing, or maybe to help care for their feet after they've started to get some of these issues?
What I discuss with a lot of the other providers at the hospital, as I try to go out and educate the public, is that if you do have diabetes, things to look out for are, again, that numbness, burning, tingling sensation to your feet. If you do start to notice this, the likelihood that you have this neuropathy can already be there. And seeing a podiatrist who can examine your feet is essential. Every diabetic needs to come see a podiatrist at some point. Things I do on a routine visit, I check nerve sensation, I check blood flow, I check skin, you know, I look for these calluses, I look for, you know, pre-callus ulcerations, I look for wounds, I look for infections in the skin, I do diabetic nail care. Medicare pays for certain things for diabetics with neuropathy. They get, every 10 weeks, they get diabetic nail care at no cost to them. They get diabetic shoes, one pair a year, with three pairs of custom molded inserts to help even out the pressures on the foot, which again prevent the calluses formation, the callus formation, wounds, again, that would lead to an infection and end up with an amputation. So it's cheaper for the insurance companies to prevent wounds, prevent these things from happening by giving these resources to the patients, which is a great. People, you know, once they get the diabetic shoes, the inserts, they get routine diabetic foot care on a 10-week basis by me. It really prevents any problems.
So is there a reason why patients shouldn't try to take care of some of these issues themselves, like cut their own nails or take care of their own corns or calluses?
If they do have thickened nails, neuropathy, that numbness to their feet, they can actually cause a bigger problem by doing some of these things on their own. So if you cut the toenail in the wrong place, wrong shape, if you cut the skin, okay, if you're trimming a callus down, I've had patients use a box cutter to cut the calluses off their feet. Again, you know, if you cut too deep and you get a small wound, they don't know how to treat it. Or they don't feel it, and they don't even notice it sometimes. And again, that can lead to infections and wounds and ultimately, surgery by me and amputations. And I don't want to do that. Again, my goal is to prevent these things by doing routine nail care, trimming calluses, doing skin care. We can prevent these issues.
You mentioned special diabetic shoes. Are there any special types of socks that patients should wear?
We do have diabetic socks that you can pick up at most pharmacies. They are designed to be a little, the weave on the fabric is a little looser, so they're a little more comfortable for the foot. They don't cause any pressure spots on the foot or ankle or the leg, which could ultimately lead to skin breakdown in a wound.
You said that patients may have issues with their feet and not even be aware of it. But for some people, it's hard to get a good look at your own feet.
Absolutely. So not being able to bend over to see their feet or touch their feet, poor eyesight, all these things happen as we get older. And they do have mirrors with extensions that you can actually hold up and look at the bottoms of your feet to see if there's any wounds or problems on your feet. One of the things that I mention to patients on a daily basis, especially if you're a diabetic, is that the use of a lotion or a cream is very essential, okay? And I do this for two reasons. Number one is the diabetes can change the structure of our skin, and we need that moisture barrier to keep the skin flexible, to prevent calluses. It keeps the moisture in, keeps our feet hydrated. So applying lotion twice a day, morning and evening, after you get up in the morning and then before you go to bed, helps with that. Number two, if I make a patient apply the lotion or cream to their foot, I'm making them touch the foot. I'm making them feel their feet. I'm making them examine their feet for me. Many patients have come to me and stated that, hey, I was putting lotion on my foot this morning and I noticed I had blood on my hand, right? They had a wound, they had a sore. They had no idea it was there because they didn't feel it. But by making them touch their feet, they were aware of the issue.
Wouldn't they notice blood on their socks, for instance, if they had bleeding feet?
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of patients wear dark socks, black socks, things that don't show up very easily. So there is a big push in part of the vascular surgery community for diabetic awareness is they give out white socks for patients. So if you do have a cut, a sore, or a wound that's draining, they will be able to notice this on the white socks. So if you see a spot on your socks, go see your podiatrist, go see a surgeon, go see someone, your family physician that can get you to the right person to get this taken care of.
Okay, so I guess going barefoot is not a very good option.
Absolutely not. So. Again, if you have that numbness to your feet, you can walk around in your house on your carpet, and you can pick up debris. Most people say, hey, my floors are clean. There's nothing on my floors. But other people come into their house. I come in from outside. I have, you know, debris on my shoes. I have picked up a piece of glass or a piece of metal that gets deposited on your floor. Then you walk around barefoot, and you step on this and don't feel it. Because you have neuropathy, you end up getting a wound, it gets infected, then we're dealing with bigger complications. So I really suggest not to go barefoot in the house, to wear a house shoe, a slipper, something that protects the bottom of your feet all the time.
Okay. Another question I've heard a lot recently about the benefits of not sitting still for long periods of time. It's recommended to office workers that they get up and walk around periodically. Do you think this would be beneficial to people who have diabetes?
It's beneficial to people with diabetes and pretty much everybody else around. So getting up and moving, keeping the circulation flowing in your legs is very important to maintain good skin, prevent swelling. Lower extremity swelling in the feet or the ankles occurs because the blood flow is forced down there by our heart. Heart pumps the blood to our toes. What forces that blood back into our venous system, the blood that returns to our heart, is us walking around. Us having muscle contractions in our feet, in our legs, forces that blood back into our circulation. If you sit for long periods of time, gravity, I tell patients this every day, as we get older, gravity is not our friend. Gravity pulls that blood, all that extra fluid down to our feet, our legs swell, and then that can stretch the skin out and cause more problems. We get swelling of the legs that can cause open wounds, open sores. Again, that changes the way the skin adapts. It gets thick. It can get actually really thin and ulcerate. So keeping the blood flowing by getting up and walking around prevents more complications.
All right. So assuming that a patient has done these things to try and prevent it and they've seen you regularly, they still could develop an infection that becomes a major problem, correct?
That's absolutely true.
So what is in your surgeon's toolbox, if you will, for dealing with these issues once they do get past the point of something simple?
Sure. So once a patient develops a wound, I move them to instead of being seen as a diabetic, you know, routine diabetic nail care, I move them to our wound clinic. I'm seeing wound patients in my clinic on a daily basis. But you know, wound care is a specialty that deals with wounds on the legs, on the feet, and that entails using antibiotics, debridement of the bad tissue.
What is debridement?
Debridement is actually removing any of the tissue that is unhealthy. So if you have a wound that's infected, the body produces this material called biofilm. It's a mixture of the collagen that our body produces to heal a wound, but it mixes with the bacteria that's on our skin, and it makes a really thick layer of material that the body cannot heal. It prevents the healing from happening. So being able to remove that stuff, being able to remove that biofilm with an instrument, a surgical blade, a curette, something to remove that tissue to get the good healthy tissue to allow it to heal properly.
And I'm assuming you're using anesthetics for that?
A lot of times patients already have neuropathy. So using, they have numbness already in the foot. So doing a debridement, sometimes they don't feel it. If there is sensation there, then I can use an anesthetic to numb up the skin to do my debridements for sure.
Are there any types of other treatments that you use?
Absolutely. So if we have a wound that is chronic and not healing, we have a lot of bioengineered materials. We have we use things from the human placenta. So when a baby is born, the covering that surrounds the baby is part of the placenta, and the amnion and chorion is the membranes that surround the baby in the uterus. We've actually taken those materials and they process them in certain ways, so I can actually use that on the foot. If you have a wound that is not healing, I can remove the biofilm. I can apply this skin substitute, these skin grafts, to help heal the wound quicker.
So I guess these patients have to be off their feet for a long time.
One of the essential parts of wound care and wound therapy is what we call offloading. So we have special casts that we can put a patient in if we need to. I modify shoes or the inserts to the shoes with felt Any way you can, anything you can do to offload the foot, offload the wound, so there's no pressure on there, is essential. That is the only way to get the wound to heal properly. Also, you have to have blood flow. So during my normal exam, I always check blood flow to the foot. And if for some reason there is decreased pulses, I can send the patient to a vascular surgeon. I can order tests to look at the blood flow to the foot to make sure that is appropriate. Again, if there's not enough blood flow, we have to get that to heal a wound. So I have other resources in my bag to make sure I can get the wound to heal properly.
It sounds like a lot of progress has been made.
There's a lot of scientific advances in the field of wound care. And me as a podiatrist, I get to use those, resources every day to help, heal patients' wounds.
And is this something that seems to be a major health problem in Rush County? Do you see a lot of this?
A big population of patients that I am seeing daily are diabetics. But by doing routine diabetic foot care, by seeing a podiatrist, by seeing other specialists that can manage patients and keep them under control, get your sugars under control, and do things to prevent wounds, I still see it a lot, yes, but I am able to help prevent the number of wounds that we have to take care of, if that makes sense. So the idea is if you get routine care, I can prevent the bad complications from happening. So that's why I encourage all diabetics, if you're a brand new diabetic, if you're a long-time diabetic, if you have numbness, burning, tingling to your toes, your feet, your legs swell, you notice skin changes, you have loss of hair, these things are signs that you need to be examined, you need to be looked at, you need to be, there's things that we can do to help prevent those things from getting worse.
Well, it sounds like you're a fabulous resource here for diabetics.
I've been very busy, so yes.
Yes. Well, thank you so very much for coming today and explaining these things. I think it's going to be a big help to patients who want to be proactive in helping prevent issues, and maybe a sign of hope for those people who have
Absolutely.
More serious issues.
One of my biggest goals is to help educate. So patients come with questions. I love it. I love being able to educate patients on their disease, and show them things they can do daily to help their life get better.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.